In 1992, New York-based composer Phil Klein had an idea, celebrating the holidays in a way that was collaborative, musical, and public, kind of like a caroling party for the late 20th century. Klein wrote Unsilent Night, a 45-minute work that is both music and public art. Since 1992, Klein's work has been performed in over 100 cities around the world, including Athens. One of the Athens event organizers, Mark Mobley, sat down with Michael Carden to talk about Unsilent Night.
Rachel Watkins of Avid Books and Mark Mobley, the co-director of the Arts, Career, and Entrepreneur Space at the Hugh Hodgson School of Music, present the 9th annual Unsilent Night, Friday, December 20th at 7:30 p.m., beginning at Little King's Shuffle Club in downtown Athens. So talk about how the Unsilent Night was born.
It's been happening in New York since 1992, and it takes place in cities all around the world. Now, it's a piece of music that lasts about 45 minutes, and it's designed to be performed in the holiday season in a city of your own choice. Mm-hmm. And carried by anyone who wants to take a sound-producing device, like a phone or a boombox or whatever.
Okay, so it's a participation performance.
Yes, it's a mobile sound installation. It's a musical parade. It's completely family-friendly, so easy to perform in, and takes no musical talent whatsoever. You just bring your device with one of the tracks of the piece loaded, and we say play, and we hang around a little bit, let the sound bloom, and then we take off walking through downtown Athens.
This was written by a guy named Phil Klein, right?
Yes.
Tell us about Phil.
Phil Klein, fine New York downtown composer, drew on his holiday experiences growing up. It's a piece that's about caroling. It's about procession. It's about warmth. It's about a lot of different things without being about anything specific. It's designed to be performed during the holidays, but it's not for any particular holiday or any particular belief system or any particular
denomination.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a completely welcoming and warm 45-minute piece of music.
Where was the first place that you saw it?
I saw it the first time by doing it. And
okay.
So I can truly relate to people who do it for the first time. And the experience of doing it for the first time is you want to do it again immediately.
Right.
You just want to basically start over.
Right.
Because it ends so joyously with the sound of bells and all that. And typically, we begin at the Little King Shuffle Club. We process through downtown. We go around the quad of the university campus, come back, and
you pick up people along the way?
Sometimes people join in.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just come walk with us. And then if there's no event at the 40 Watt, we end in their foyer because it's really resonant. And if there is, we go back to the Little Kings.
Right, right.
But it's just a beautiful journey through downtown at the special time of year.
Are there going to be any live performers, or is it all going to be pre-recorded?
It's all pre-recorded. It's a 60-track electronic piece divided into four submixes.
Oh.
So every fourth person has the same music.
Okay.
It's randomly assigned.
Interesting.
And most of us play it from an app. Mm-hmm. There's an Unsilent Night app you can download to your phone or your tablet or whatever you have, and typically bring some outboard speakers. You bring a Bluetooth speaker that will amplify the sound a little more. And the beauty of the piece is that it's designed to be imprecise, that nobody hits play at exactly the same time.
Oh.
So that little bit of lag is built in. It takes place in 50 cities around the world. The fact that to me is fascinating. That this piece has gained so much traction that people have just found the beauty in this very simple expression of holiday cheer. You know, and to have it in Athens, which is a perfect place for it, when you see the route, when you walk the route with the music playing, it's just, to me it's the height of the holiday season. It's a great modern American symphony that anybody can play in. And it's the closest any non-musician can come to the feeling of being in an orchestra.
You said it takes place in roughly 50, maybe over 50 cities around the country, around the world.
Yeah.
Is it simultaneous? Does everybody plan to do it on the same night?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it starts...
That would be really cool. So.
It would be pretty cool. But they start as early as early December at the Unsilent Night website. They have the complete list. And within the Unsilent Night app, there's a complete list of all the cities and start times and all that. The website is unsilentnight.com. And there are all the instructions about how to participate are listed there. And there's also an Unsilent Night Athens Facebook presence as well.
So. Terrific. Once again, the event is Phil Klein's Unsilent Night in Athens, Friday, December 20th at 7:30 p.m. The event begins at Little King's Shuffle Club with my good friend Mark Mobley and co-producer Rachel Watkins of Avid Books. Mark, it's wonderful to see you. Happy holidays. Thanks so much for being here to tell us about this wonderful event.
Thanks for having me.
For more information, it is unsilentnight.com, or you can come out and just join up.
Exactly.
And we should note that Avid Bookshop is an underwriting supporter for WUGA.